You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Proverbs, chapter 27 and verse 2. Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. You know, this is a worthy instruction for us as individuals and also as a corporate body of Christ. But you see, often when I read this passage, the way I apply it to my own life is that I just say to myself, oh, I should not speak of anything I'm doing. I should allow other people to speak about it. And I believe in my heart that that is what this scripture is saying, and I just leave it at that, and I just pray, God help me. But then, a closer look reveals something. It means that we must actually speak. This passage is speaking to two groups of people. He's telling one person that don't speak for yourself, let others do it. He is saying to others, speak for the person who has done something to you, who has helped you, whom God has used to help your life. You must be that person. You must be the one to speak. You lived with somebody. They took care of you. They paid your fees. They helped you to become who you are today in life. You should not keep quiet to the point where they are the one now speaking for themselves, saying, you know, well, God helped us. We brought this person in and trained this person to be whoever he or she is today. No. Why can't it be that it is you that will speak of the goodness of God? Do you know that many times we don't speak of good that people have done to us? Somebody said, he said, people have good things to say about you, but they are just waiting for you to die. May it not be when people die that you are speaking good about them. A ministry has blessed you. You should be the one that should talk about it. A program has blessed you. You should be the one that should talk about it. That is the instruction here for you. That is the instruction there for me. That somebody has done something for me, I should be the one. It's my responsibility to speak about it. That's how we should be speaking in the body of Christ. Telling people what God had used another person to do for us. Now, to the person that God is using, whether people say it or not, that will not change the fact that you should not be the person that speaks of yourself. Moreover, anything that is done in you has only been done through you by God. So why should you be singing your own praise? However, to the rest of us, we must also know that we have a responsibility to speak of the goodness, of the kindness, of the grace that we have obtained here and there. You must be the one that should be able to speak of it. Say, oh, you see that sister, God had used that greatly to bless me. And then that sister is somewhere and people are saying to her, sister, oh, thank God for your life. We had the testimony. Somebody spoke how kind you are in the family. People said in the family, you reach out to everybody, you support everybody, you help everybody. You should be the one saying it. You that you have received that help, you should be the one. Somebody had counseled you. Somebody had prayed with you. You should be the one. Many people are keeping quiet. You are keeping quiet on the goodness and the mercy and the grace of God that you get. I read it again. Let no man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. He says a stranger. That means another person, not you. So that means it is okay for a stranger to speak of it. Brethren, why are you not speaking of it? Why are you not telling people and say, oh, this thing, I've been getting blessed by this. Please come and hear this. Come and watch this. Come and see this. Please, this person, look at this person. This person has blessed me so much. Why are you not speaking of the goodness of God through other people, through your life? May the Lord give you understanding. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7850. 5252. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.